We're now joined by head coach Nathan Simler of the Milan Lady Wildcats. Interesting week for the Lady Wildcats. Get my right screen up here and we can tell you about the week. Well, I can probably tell you about the week off the top of my head. Mercer was an interesting game, coach. If you could take your second quarter in the way that Evelyn Castro shot it, you'd take that 100 times out of 100. But the first quarter, you started really slow. So it's kind of a tale of two quarters there in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been our MO lately, is that we kind of want to spot teams a little bit of points and make it interesting. But as a coach, I hate doing that. I hate seeing that seeing us go down the hole first right away.
Yeah, you get to the point, too, of I thought you'd make a comeback, but you get to the point there in the first 4 or 5 minutes of the first quarter when you get behind 14-0, and I'm sure as a coach you're saying, okay, girls, there comes a point where if you get behind by too many, you're not climbing out of the hole.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, good teams won't let you back out of the hole, and so we just got lucky that Castro was hot. Everything she put up in the air, it went in, so one of those things.
Was that as good as you've seen Evelyn shoot the ball in a game situation, coach?
That night, yes. I mean, lately since McCollum went down for us, I mean, all the time now, offensively, she's had three huge nights since Courtney's gone, and her shot's really, she's starting to get really confident with that jump shot.
Yeah, what's the medical diagnosis on Courtney going forward?
Courtney should be good to go on Monday.
Okay.
She had a big dehydration, and, I mean, had a lot of fluids, and she's still cramping up a little bit, so we're just letting her off these last two games because, I mean, they didn't really mean anything for districts, and so now we go into districts. We're going to have her back, and I mean, we won't play her as hard as we always. I usually play her, but I mean, we will still have her on our roster.
Have the Gatorade handy, in other words.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely. To come back and play as well against Mercer as you did, coach. How much confidence did that give the girls going forward? The way that they played the last three quarters.
That gave the girls a big confidence booster. I mean, Mercer is a good team, and they're building up every game they play. We came out and we did a lot of good things, but I think I can't even remember the last time. It's been over 10 years last time Milan girls have beat Mercer in the regular season.
Mm-hmm. I know that if you look back at January, Hennessy Sarabia kind of hit, I guess, a little bit of a wall, so to speak, for lack of a better term, and she's kind of come off the other end of it now, and she's really putting up some good numbers for you here in mid-February.
Yeah, she's putting up good numbers for us, and I think I put that towards her work ethic, and then plus also the fact that Evelyn Castro is shooting the ball very well, and so which opens up the inside for her a little bit better, and so then if they want to stop a Hennessy, then it opens up Evelyn. So, I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword on that point.
I had mentioned about a month ago, Courtney is somebody that I thought was really coming on with her confidence level, the level of her game, and obviously, you know, she'd been slowed down now by that bout of dehydration and everything. Glad to hear that she's going to be back. But, you know, as consistent of a player as you have for the backcourt, coach, because she just goes out and she does her thing. She's not spectacular, but Adrienne Weaver is a really solid player for your basketball team.
Adrienne Weaver has become a great point guard for us. I mean, she does everything that you want a point guard to do. She takes care of the basketball, gets to the right spots. She has she's averaging about 4 assists a game. She has 3 steals a game, and she's only averaging about 2 turnovers a game. So she's having a great stat line on that point. She puts in, I think 6 or 7 points for us, grabs down 4 to 5 rebounds a game. So, I mean, that as a point guard line, that's a great point guard line.
North Harrison's a good team and a tough team to beat up there. It's usually a long trip, certainly for Milan it is. Peyton Craig is one of the premier athletes and players in North Missouri. And it looks like just offensively last night going up there, coach, you just had trouble putting the ball in the hoop against him.
Yeah, we did. I mean, Peyton Craig, like you said, she is a premier player. She is a monster. I mean, she's a big body. She can finish. She's left-handed, which is even harder to defend. Long bus ride, not making excuses or whatever, but I mean, a long bus ride is always hard for us to come off of. Evelyn shot the ball very well, but we just didn't have any other pieces to go with it because with Courtney being out, and then we got in foul trouble, that hurt us a lot more, too.
I always felt like, too, because I've been on some of those long bus rides at the college level, I always feel like it's harder if it's a girls-boys doubleheader. It's harder for the girls because you get off the bus and maybe you got an hour, maybe an hour and a half to get there early enough, and then you're playing. Where the guys can kind of just adjust to the setting and watch and, you know, stretch out a little bit. For the girls, it's like get off the bus and then go.
Yeah. Luckily, last night we had a JV boys game before us, and so they got to kind of adjust themselves for a whole game. But, yeah, I mean, I understand exactly what you're talking about. It's hard mm-hmm. to come off that bus because we only get there about 45 minutes ahead of time, and then by the time we get everything taped up and everything go, they just, I mean, it's right on top of them.
Well, and everybody's familiar with that foggy feeling that you got if you nap on the bus, and then you get up and you're just kind of in that fog or haze for about 30, 45 minutes, and that's, you know, I know it gets talked about at the collegiate level. I'm sure at high school level it does too, where you don't want to sit there and sleep the whole time on the bus.
No. I would like for the girls to be up and moving around, not moving around, but I mean up listening to music, talking or whatever, just so they can keep their legs ready to go.
So you got, let me click on the district tournament here. It's going to be a really good tournament next week. I'm looking forward to Class 2 District 7 over at Schuyler County. You're in the 4-5 matchup, Coach, and I know you're just really excited that the girls were rewarded with a pretty good seed for their season, which is a lot better seed than last year, and a team that you have some familiarity with in Marceline, do you not?
Yeah, I mean, we played Marceline last week and played really three. That was the game that Courtney McCollum went down midway in the fourth quarter, and we fought our way back the whole game and got back, went to overtime, fought back again, went to overtime again, fought back, went to overtime, three overtimes, and then we ended up just falling short at the very end.
It would be, you know, obviously to win a district championship is very difficult, and there's some good teams in there. Salisbury, the one seed, they're on your half of the bracket. You got Cairo and Schuyler as the 2-3 seeds. But when I look at this bracket, Coach, and I don't know a whole lot about the Salisburys and the Cairos of the world, it looks like that you can have the confidence in knowing that anybody that we might see, if we keep winning in this tournament, we can play with.
Yeah, I think in our district, I mean, Cairo is stronger, Salisbury is stronger, but, I mean, they're not like Mercer's last year team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just not overpowering. They're going to beat everybody in their way. So that gives us a lot more confidence going into that. And plus, with our seeding we got, hopefully the girls see that as being a big confident booster for us.
Well, it's one thing to get a nice seed. It's another thing to get a win. What would a district win mean for your program?
It'd be a great building spot for us. I mean, coming off the last couple of years of being at the very bottom and just getting beat up by a number one seed and coming in there and getting a good seed and then getting if we could pull off a win, that'd be great. And then hopefully it just snowball and we keep playing.
Absolutely. Here are the times for next week, Lady Cat fans. Milan Marceline is going to be Monday night, the 19th at 7. And it's district, so it's not like there's loser's bracket. If you lose, you're done. So the winner's bracket semifinal probably against Salisbury, the one seed. That would be Thursday the 22nd at 4:30. The championship is Saturday the 24th at 2. So those are the times there, top half of the bracket. Bottom half of the bracket, you got Northeast playing Westrand. You got Schuyler County playing Putnam County. Lady Midgets have the number 6 seed. Coach Simler, best of luck with the tournament next week. We'll look forward to hearing from you, maybe catching up with you over at Schuyler. Congrats on the regular season success.
Thank you, Tom.